Hi, my name is Pat, and I am a grateful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll begin the commentary on Philippians 2, and we'll probably continue it tonight. I'll start with that verse number 1. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion. And I thought of how these are the blessings that I get as I walk with the Spirit. I get comfort, I get love, I get fellowship, I get tenderness, and I get compassion. And it's an amazing thing to me that I get this even, you know, on as I meet people face to face, but I get it from you too. There are many of you that I don't even know. If I met you in the street, I wouldn't know you because I've never met you face to face. But I get those gifts from you, that encouragement, the fellowship, the love, the tenderness and compassion. And I'm grateful that God is like that. He's such a beautiful, wonderful God that He even allows me to receive these things, you know, with the technology that we have. Very grateful. But Paul goes on to say in verse 2, he says, "Then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit, in purpose." I like it that today people say, "I have been blessed to be a blessing." And that is so true. I've shared that when I was first getting my physical abstinence, I had a sponsor who, you know, people always say, you know, the Nazi sponsor or the sponsor from hell or whatever, you know. But I had this type of sponsor for 1 year, and I didn't change for 1 year because I didn't want to lose my abstinence. And people who had long-term abstinence told me that, you know, don't make any major changes in the first year. So I really listened to them. And but I know that one of the things she taught me a whole lot. I knew, like I've said, even though I could see her shortcomings, she knew how to be abstinent, and I'm grateful that the Lord gave me the humility to learn from her. But one of the things that she taught me, and I didn't feel I was ready to do, is she taught me the value of giving away what had been given to me. When I reached my 90 days, I still remember that she didn't even blink about me sponsoring. You know, it was like, you know, yeah, I guess, yes, you are. You know, you're going to be raising your hand at the meeting. And it was almost like, you know, I felt like one of those little birds that I see, you know, around our house. You know, they're not ready to fly. And boy, but I look around and they are pushed out of that nest. I mean, I see those little fledglings, you know, hopping. We had a bird's nest on our porch. And I looked out on the porch, and all these little flopping birds, you know, jumping around when they've been pushed out. And so I have to remember that, that sometimes it takes tough love to remember that I have been blessed to be a blessing. And like Jesus, I have been called to serve. And so I really ask the Father to open my eyes daily to the calling to serve Him well. Because moment by moment, He brings people into my life that, you know, I need to serve. Someone says that there are no interruptions once we have become, you know, followers of the Lord. There are opportunities again. Verse 3 says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition." And when I become driven to be known versus making Jesus known, then I know I have a problem. You know, that's my selfish ambition coming back into the forefront again. You know, that I want to be known. You know, I want to make a place or whatever. Regardless of how that's couched, if it's not about making Jesus known, then I have a problem. And then that verse goes on to say, It says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider yourself better than others. Each of you should not only look to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. I like the way that Eugene Peterson paraphrases this verse. A lot of times if I get confused with something or I get scared with something, because of course when I saw consider yourself better, others better than yourself, I went, oh no, I don't want to go back into being a doormat, all right? So what does that really mean, Lord? So I get another version of the Bible out, someone who can put it in words that I can hear it. And this is what Eugene Peterson says. He says, put yourself aside and help others get ahead. Don't be obsessed with getting your own advantage. Forget yourself long enough to lend a helping hand. And boy, I'm telling you, I'm getting that left and right. As a teacher, this is a real hard time of the year. Everything is push. You know, people, they want the grades in, and everything is electronic, and that's sometimes a challenge for me to be getting all of my comments and everything, you know, on the line and making sure that my, you know, grammar is correct and blah, blah, blah. And I was doing that big time because I had to have it in by 8 o'clock on Thursday morning. And I was just going to town, getting that done at one of the schools. I have several, I still have paperwork to do at another school, but I was working to town, and my daughter, my adult daughter, who is in recovery, and recovery has brought her to school. She's in school now. She didn't want to go to college when it was time, but now she wants to, and it is a joy actually to see her working hard. But she came down and she said, Mom, she said, can you help me? She had, she was doing math problems, and boy, you know, in the back of my mind, it was like, what? You know, one, you know, help you, you know, do you see, you know, it was like that was going on in my mind. But I realized that, you know, I have to learn how to put myself aside. And it's not about me getting ahead all the time and being so obsessed with my advantage, you know. I have to forget myself long enough, you know, to allow myself or to be able to help another. And I'm going to end with that verse 7. It says, he was talking about Jesus, Paul was, and he says, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, whom being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant. And I realize that when I lay aside my agenda, it's only possible as I call out for filling up the Holy Spirit. Because my flesh has tons of reasons why this is both foolish and dangerous for me to lay aside my agenda. And so I have learned to be filled up with the Holy Spirit. Like I've shared, the image that I keep in my mind is that when I came to know Jesus as my Savior, he placed that his Spirit in me, and it's like a little flame, like a little pilot light. But I, at any time, can ask for that pilot light to be turned out to a bursting flame that overflows in me. And so I say that a lot. I'll say that, you know, throughout the day. Lord, please fill me with your Spirit. Fill me up. Fill me up to overflowing. Help me to do that which I cannot do myself. But I thank you so much for allowing me to share. Thank you for this meeting. I'm going to miss you guys too, but I know that when we are apart, we have an opportunity to actually put into practice some of the things that we learn when we're together.